You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Back we are. Good morning, everybody. The Music of the Star on the Civic Media Radio Network. So much changed in the 1960s in the world of music. It started out with Peter Gunn and wound up, well, you know. The decade took momentous turns in the 60s. But you could still enjoy some of the great stations around the nation. 1965 was a pivotal year. A lot of Gemini rockets were sent up. Some had astronauts. They even spacewalked. The world seemed innocent then. And a lot of parodies out there, too. Escapist stuff. We had Sean Connery as James Bond. We had I Spy. And Get Smart. And Mission Impossible. Lalo Schifrin with his great theme from Mission Impossible 1965, and we lost him this year.
Today about the loss of a famous film composer. His work helped define a generation of movies, from Mission Impossible to Cool Hand Luke to Dirty Harry. Tonight, his work and the profound impact over many decades. He was behind some of the most iconic Hollywood music of a generation. With just a few notes, you can name it. Mission Impossible theme. Written by composer Lalo Schifrin, playing it live right here on the piano. the soundtrack becoming a bestseller in 1968 and the theme reaching number 41 on the Billboard pop charts, earning 2 Grammys. A generation later, the song would come back for the Mission Impossible movie series with Tom Cruise. Originally from Argentina, Lalo Schifrin was a pioneer, weaving jazz and rock to compose film and TV scores, composing the score for Cool Hand Luke with Paul Newman in 1967. Composing for Bullet with Steve McQueen in 1968. And for Dirty Harry with Clint Eastwood in 1971. Decades of music, dozens of movies, and more than 40 TV movies and miniseries. We learned late today Lalo Schifrin has died of complications from pneumonia. He was 93.
Here's Clint Eastwood at the Governor's Award.
You know, I wanted to ask you, because we've done, as I counted, 8 pictures.
Yeah.
Is it 8?
Yeah, before Inspector Callahan, which means Danny Hardy and his sequels, we did 2 or 3 more. Joe Kidd.
Yeah.
And there was 2 or 3 more.
Inspector Callahan. I like that. That sounds good.
Inspector Callahan.
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
No, I know it is true. And, you know, I was thinking, one thing we share in common, both of us, is we're both jazz nuts. And he grew up in Argentina. And in Argentina, they weren't allowed to, according to the story you told me some years ago, assuming it's still accurate. You had to kind of pirate the records and to listen to them.
No, what happened is they didn't allow at that time to sell records that they were kind of, they considered immoral. And they thought that jazz was immoral. That was the problem.
They did. Well, it is kind of immoral.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
But it's America's true own music.
There's Jim on the Move. Lalo Schifrin from Mission Impossible. The 60s.
Far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
And the 60s with Dr. Zhivago. This is Andre Rieu. What a great orchestra you put together.
To you, it's a bigger world.
Not this. Oh. You shut out problems. You have to face them. You have to live the life you were born to live.
60 years ago, The Sound of Music.
Climb every mountain, search high and low. Follow every byway, every path you know. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, ford dream that we'll need all the love you can give. Every day of your life, for as long as you live, climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow, till you find your dream. A dream that will need all the love you can give. Every day of your life, for as long as you live, climb every mountain, ford every stream.
That was Peggy Wood in the monastery scene from The Sound of Music. Peggy Wood, and that's the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Nice to meet you.
How nice to meet you, sir.
Yes.
In the flesh.
Why have they kept us apart so long? We just met a moment ago.
Well,
backstage. But sure, nice to see you.
The only time I saw you really was in this theater when Noel Coward was here last year, and Ben Luntz.
That's right.
And I was out there. So
you
see, there was this great barrier between us,
yes.
From there to here.
I guess it's safe to say that you two have known each other before tonight.
Well, yes, we met, you know, when Miss Wood was a superstar, as we call them today, at the Cape Playhouse.
Yeah.
And I was trotting up and down the aisle, seating the theatergoers. And that is when I first met Miss Wood, and she was, you know, perfectly marvelous to all such apprentices as we were then.
You were learning your trade and...
Well, I wasn't really learning it because I wasn't allowed to do anything much that summer but usher.
Yeah.
But I was learning how to be an usher.
1965. Music of the Stars, Terry Thomas. Sons of Katie Elder. 60 years ago. Music of the 60s, 60s movies, 60 years ago. And that was the Sons of Katie Elder. And now I found something with Natalie Wood's own voice from a 1965 picture, The Great Race. The Music of the Stars. They'd never let Natalie sing, not until this.
They say there's a tree in the forest, a tree that will give you a sign. Come along with me to the sweetheart tree. Come and carve your name next to mine. They say if you kiss the right sweetheart, the one you've been waiting for, big blossoms of white will burst sight, and your love will be true evermore.
That was Hank Mancini.
They say there's a tree in the forest, a tree that will give you a sign. Come along with me to the sweetheart tree. Come and carve your name next to mine. They say if you kiss the right sweetheart, the one you've been waiting for,
'65, things were changing quickly, but still, we had Bobby Darin doing That Darn Cat.
Every night he creeps, just surveying his domain. He roams around like he owns the town. He's the king, he makes that plain. He knows every trick, doesn't miss a lick when it comes to keeping fat. Some city slicker, no one is quicker than that. That darn cat. Every nook and cranny and garbage can he inspects so thoroughly. When he's on his rounds, nothing's out of bounds to his curiosity. He can smile and purr at a pretty her till she don't know where she's at. Nose like a Geiger, oh, what a tiger is that dumb cat. He's a sly old codger, an artful dodger, a scrounger unsurpassed. A ball of fire, a nine live wire, who just can't be outclassed. Yeah, this midnight rover, he lives in clover. It's an art he's got down pat. Never was a greater smooth operator than that. Don, that Don cat, that Don cat, that Don cat, that Don cat, that
Bobby Darin. The takeoff on James Bond. The Sherman Brothers wrote that for Walt Disney, and then we had Cat Ballou.
It's a hanging day in Wolf City, Wyoming. Wolf City, Wyoming, 1894. They're gonna drop Cat Ballou through the gallows floor. She killed a man in Wolf City, Wyoming. Wolf City, Wyoming, killed a man, it's true. And that is why they're hanging, hanging Cat Ballou. She has the smile of an angel,
fights like the devil,
the eyes of an angel,
bites like the devil,
the face of an angel.
I say she's the devil,
she's mean and evil through and through.
Cat Ballou,
Cat Ballou, she's mean and evil through and through.
With her outlaw band, they're now telling a story, now telling a story, how she rode the plane.
The wildest gal in the West since Calamity Jane.
And today, today, that she's going to glory, she's going to glory for the way she sinned.
There'll be a speed in her soul on the wayward wind.
She has the smile of an angel, fights like the devil,
the eyes of an angel,
fights like the devil,
the face of an angel.
I say she's the devil,
she's mean and evil through and through.
Cat Ballou,
Cat Ballou,
Cat Ballou,
she's mean and evil through and through.
Cat Ballou,
Cat Ballou,
she's mean and evil through and through.
The 60s.
Yeah.
Jack Lemmon, Terry Thomas, and Dorothy Provine, The Great Race.
Now, here she is, the Queen of the West, Borracho's own Lily Ole!
He sleeps out there, out where the coyotes wail. The reason he ain't at the bar with the boys makes quite a dismal tale. He shouldn't have had out and a swing on me. He oughtn't have, shouldn't have had a nursery. You don't get many callers sleeping on the lone prairie, but he shouldn't have had out and a swing on me. Way out west we're wild and woolly. In order to explain it fully, we're tall grown, all grown. All the men are hairy-chested and all the women double-breasted. We're ladylike until molested and then we're on our own. He shouldn't have had an out and a swing on me. He oughtn't have, shouldn't have had a felt so free. His wife gets the insurance and I'm sorry as can be, but he shouldn't have had an out and a swing on me. This here job is mighty trying. Sometimes the room is fairly flying with highballs, eyeballs. One guy till somebody got him, tore off the joint from top to bottom. I think I was the one that shot him, as near as I recall. He shouldn't have had an out and a swing on me. He massacred 8 or 9 minutes of lazy bee. He then took on the sheriff and the sheriff's deputy, but he shouldn't have had an out and a swing on me. All you boys remember Harry the Wrangler. I was set to marry a long man, strong man. One night he yells, I'm from Texas, and socks me in my solar plexus. Well, having normal good reflexes, I knocked him on his can. He shouldn't have had an out and a black my eye. I'm really a lovable, peaceable kind of guy. I wouldn't scare a rabbit and I couldn't harm a flea, but he shouldn't have had an out and a swing on me.
Spotted the gas.
Shit.
Story has a moral, it's when you're looking for a quarrel or showdown. Slow down. If by now you haven't mastered the gentle art of getting plastered, you're just a lowdown. You ain't mastered the motto of our town. You shouldn't have had the art and the start no fight. Our burying ground is a most impressive sight. The message on them tombstones is as simple as can be. He shouldn't have had an out and a swing on me. He shouldn't have had an out and a swing on me.
Dorothy Provine, Henry Mancini, 1965. Movies, Henry Mancini there. Woody Allen next. David Seville wrote this.
What's new with the axe? Wow! What's new with the axe? Wow! Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and butter your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love.
What's New Pussycat got an Oscar nomination? Not for the movie, but for that song by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. The year was 1965. No shortage of movies. Good ones. Although, What's New Pussycat was panned by critics. It was Woody Allen's very first movie. Screenwriting, that is. Ennio Morricone wrote this. Clint Eastwood, For a Few Dollars More. Ennio Morricone, and Sean Connery did his fourth James Bond portrayal for Thunderball, Tom Jones.
She always runs while others walk. That the fire.
so he strikes like thunder.
Bond, James Bond. That was right on the heel of Goldfinger the year before. A lot of audiences were drawn in. I mean, wouldn't you? The underwater sequences, that was all Oscar-winning stuff, and it did. 1965 was an emerging year for blockbuster franchises. The music of the stars. Then there was the Pink Panther, James Bond. By the way, that was John Barry who wrote Thunderball. All of this in 65. All of this was 1965.
Come to offer my sincere condolences. My dear Colonel Duval, I don't think you should have opened that car door by yourself.
Now stand by for news. The music stops for the news. Who needs television? It's the sound and the music that counts.
Oh.
Some think this should be the national anthem of Great Britain. News is next. I'll be right back. I being Lou Regani, you being the best audience anywhere, because you get it.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.